Yvamas Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yvamas Babli, Daf Samach Vav, the beginning of Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Chesem at base, the beginning of the seventh Perek, Perek Almana Lekoyen Godel. Almana Lekoyen Godel, Gush Vacharus Lekoyen Hedget, Echnisalai Avdi Meluk, Avdi Sein Barzel, Avdi Meluk, Yerushal Betuma, Avdi Sein Barzel, Yerushal Betuma. Mishnah says that a widow was married to a Kohen Godel, or a divorcee, or Chalutza to a regular Kohen, and she brought into the marriage Meluk slaves and Sein Barzel slaves. Meluk slaves don't eat truma, but the Sein Barzel slaves eat truma. Elahin avdei meluk, im meisu meisu la, im meisu meisu la, af api shehu chayv mezunei son, la yoichlu betruma. These are Meluk slaves. They're brought into the marriage on condition that if they die, it's her loss. If they increase, it's her gain. Even though her husband must feed them, they don't eat truma. Elahin avdei Sein Barzel, im meisu meisu la, im meisu meisu la, these are Sein Barzel slaves. They're bought in on condition that if they die, he loses. If they increase, it's his gain. Since he has achrayas, means he bears or receives any loss or gain from them, they eat truma. The Gemara says, minayin lekoyin shenasa isha v'kanalei avadim sheyichol b'truma. Gemara brings a question from Abaisa, what's the source that if a koyin married a woman or bought slaves, that they may eat truma? Ha'v'loyma v'koyin ki k'nei nefesh k'nei kafboi v'goyma. The answer is the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, and if a Kohen acquires a person an acquisition through his money. What's the source that if his wife bought slaves or her slave bought slaves, that the latter slaves eat truma? The answer is the same Pasuk. If a Kohen acquires a person an acquisition through his money, meaning even if the Kohen's acquisition means the wife or slave acquired, the latter acquisition eats. Yaakov ba'acha, Rebila b'shem Rebelazar, heim yoichlu v'heim yoichilu. Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rebelazar, said that the pasuk ends, v'yelid b'esoi, heim yoichlu v'lachmoi. Heim yoichilu, meaning, and those born in his house, they may eat of his food. They will permit others to eat. The Baisa discusses a slave who bought slaves on condition the master has authority over them. If a slave bought slaves on condition the master has no authority over them, they have a slave's acquisition and they may not eat truma. Quoting Rilava said that if a slave bought slaves on condition that the master has no authority over them, and the slave who bought them died, whoever is first to take them acquired them. And the Gemara asked in our Mishnah, why do her Meluk slaves not eat? Are they not the kinyan of a Koyan's kinyan? Vila, quoting Rilava, answered that heim yachilu means one is proper to eat, feeds others. One is not proper to eat, does not feed others. Vyochan ama mishim kanas. Vyochan answered that it's a fine because their marriage is forbidden. What do they argue about? Ebed orel shukonale avodim. In tema knas, in kan knas, in tema avoy lecho machil, with a hail vein avoy lecho in a machil. The answer is if an uncircumcised slave of a Kohen acquired slaves, if in our Mishnah her Meluk slaves don't eat due to a fine, here there's no fine because there was no avira. If it's because only one who is proper to eat feeds others, well this uncircumcised slave, since he may not eat, he does not feed others. Yaakov bar Acha, Omar b'Avdei Sein Barzel, Pligin. Rabbi Acha said that Rablaza and Rabbi Yochanan argue about Sein Barzel slaves. Rabbi Yochanan said that if her husband sold them, they're not sold because he has only rights to eat the payrus, means their labor. She owns their guf, the body themselves. Amalei Rablaza Oichlim Betuma Mikoichoi Vat Achin. Rablaza question, well, they eat truma due to him, and this is what you say. Amalei hoi abdi maluk hoi hein oichlim oichlim truma mikoichoi v'at alma machon in a mechurim. Rabbi Yochanan questions back, well, if a kohen married a permitted woman, her malug slaves eat truma due to him, and you say, I mean, all agree that if he sold them, they're not sold. Rabbi Lazar answered that from your question against me, to prove that truma doesn't depend on the ability to sell, we can question you. And really, malug slaves should not eat truma because he has no achrayis for them. They're hers. Nacham said that they may eat in a permitted marriage because they gave a husband rights to eat the payrus, so they're like his, and they said that if he sold them, they're not sold. However, same Basel slaves eat the deraisa because they're considered his. If he sold them, they're sold. Rabbi Yaakov, Ba'achav Shem Yoshia, Masnisa, Messiah Ladin, Masnisa, Messiah Ladin. Yaakov Ba'achav, quoting Rabbi Yoshia, said that a Baisa supports this one and a Baisa supports that one. Masnisa, Messiah Lubleza, Abdi Maluk, Yotzin, Bashain, Ba'ayin, La'isha, or Eloy La'ish, Ba'abdi Sen Basel, Yotzin, Bashain, Ba'ayin, La'ish, or Eloy La'isha. They have a support for Rabbi Lazar from a Baisa. Malug slaves go free if she, means if the wife knocks out a tooth or eye, but not if the husband does. Same Basel slaves go free if the husband knocks out the tooth or eye, but not if the wife does. If he couldn't sell them, he couldn't cause them to go free. Ma avale Rabbi Yochanan, how does Rabbi Yochanan answer this? Kalhu b'shicho, it's a leniency in freedom. Vahada v'tani ha'isa avde aputki mochoi ene mocho shicho m'shicho. As we support that if one made his slave an aputiki, it means designated that the loan will be collected only from the slave, and he sold him, he's not sold. If he freed him, he is freed. And this shows that there's greater power to free than to sell. Masnisa, Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Avdi Maluk, Echad Avdi San Basel, Einam Vyenayim, Veinan Yotzim, Vishain Vayin, Ben Ish, Ben Isha. And our support for Rabbi Yochanan is from the following Baisa. Maluk slaves and Saint Basel are the same. The law of Yoim or Yomayim, which means if one strikes his Eved, Eved Kanani, and he dies more than 24 hours later, he's exempt, does not apply to them, and they don't go free due to loss of a tooth or eye, whether he or she struck the slaves, because neither totally owns them. Ma pligin v'shemachon la'olam o v'shemachon l'shar. Ma asks, what do Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan argue about when he sold them permanently or if he sold them temporarily? In tema v'shemachon la'olam, say aval machon l'shar, divya kol mechurim. If you say that they argue about when he sold them permanently, but if he sold them temporarily, all agree that they're sold. If you say that they argue about when he sold them temporarily, but if he sold them permanently, all agree that they're not sold. The answers we learn from this baisa, if Pliny made his seal and a putki to his wife for a collection of haksuba, or to a creditor for his debt, and he sold it, it's sold. The buyer's consent to himself means less the wife or creditor later take the field. Shimon Gamliel says that if it was an aputiki to his wife for her ksuba, it's not sold because she didn't dream that a woman marries on condition that the sale will be valid and she will need to pursue Batei Dinim, means to authorize her to collect from sold property. Amru Asya de Blaza Karbonan de Yochanan Kushim Gamliel. And we can assume here that Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbonan, that they're not concerned, lest the woman need to pursue Batei Dinim. Likewise, the sale of Nechsei Saint Basel is added. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Havi Beshemachon Leshaw Amin Taimin. Havi Machon La'ilam to be a call in a Machon. They argue about a temporary sale, because we equate their argument to that in the Baisa, which is sold only until the wife or creditor will collect. If he sold them permanently, all agree that they are not sold. Vlad behemes milug lebal, vlad shifchos milug leisha. A child of a milug animal belongs to the husband, because even if the mother dies, the wife will get something back, meaning the hide. The child of a milug shifcha belongs to the wife. If the husband receives a child, perhaps the mother will die and the wife will not get anything back. Hananya ben Achi Yeshua Amar Vlad, she says Shifchas Milug, Vlad Behemoth Milug. Only Ben Achi Yeshua says that the child of a Malug Shifra is like the child of a Malug animal, if we're not concerned, for death. Rava Omar Chavaya, Havin Yadin, Du Rabbi Yochan, Hananya Ben Achi Yeshua. Rava said to the Rabbonon, know that Rabbi Yochan holds like Hananya Ben Achi Yeshua. Rav Shmuel, Rav Rabbonon Shmuel, Hananya Ben Achi Yeshua. Rav and Shmuel disagreed, Rav holds like Rabbonon and Shmuel holds like Hananya ben Achi Yeshua. Mefiv Shmuel, the Rav Adaitech, the At Alma, Mishal Ishahin, Me'ata Yitra Bechor, Pishnaim. Shmuel asked Rav, won't you who say that the child of a Maluk slave is hers, a Bechor should not receive a double portion because it's like Shevach, meaning the Shifcha increased in value. Some say that a Bechor did not get a double portion of Shevach. שנכניסם קטנים וגודלו הרי הן של אישה הן ועד מוידי לי שהבחור נויצו פי שניים. רב ענק said, think about it, if she brought in small slaves and they grew and they are hers, you agree to me that הבחור receives a double portion for the שבח in the matter itself. Also children are considered שבח in the matter itself. תני, הכניסם ילדים נגלסם נאורם הכניסו לי Shnei Kalim, Haya Echad Yofer, Bixubasa, Neglasai, Bixubasa. The Bible says if she bought some children and they became adolescents, she takes them when they are adolescents. If she bought in two Kalim, if they increased in value and now one was worth her Ksuba, the total initial value, she takes it her Ksuba. Haya Echad Omechse Yofer, Kuksubasa, Rahuna, Rav Nachman, Baya, Kayev Chadoma, who knows him, the Meyasheni, Renoit Lai, Rahuna Oma, he knows sinners to make a shiny with a glass. If 1.5 were worth a ksuba, if one of the Nachman by Yaakov disagreed, their partners in the second plea, one of them said that he gives the excess value of the second and takes it, the other says that she gives the value of the second and takes it. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Amma, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, B'shem, Rabbi Yasa, Afilo haya Yasa Echad, she say B'ksubasa, he knows sinners to make a shiny with a glass, she say, Al Data, she say, Yishtam Shachim Kilea. The Abba Bakahana, in front of the Ami, and the Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yasa, said that even if one of them was worth her ksuba, she gives the value of a second and takes it, she never dreamed that others will use her kelim. The Yaakov Ba'acha B'shem Rabbi Zeira, Masnisam Makein, Hechnisasam Badamim, Noiglasam Badamim. The Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Zeira, supported this from Abaisa. If she bought them possessions and they were appraised in money, she takes them for money, means she pays what they increased. The husband can demand that she takes only an amount equal to what she bought in. Rabbi Chia, Ba'ada, by Koimei Rabbi Mana, Ma'u Abdim Maluk. Rabbi Chia, Ba'ada, Ba'ava, said to Rabbi Mana, what are Maluk slaves? Amare, Kimadad, Oma, Melig Melig. Rabbi Mana answered, it's like you say, Melig Melig, which means one who moves the feathers and leaves the body intact. Here the husband eats the peyus and leaves the principal. Haman tanin hamakabos and balzam and agoy havladois turim vladi vladois hayavim. Mishnah says that if one accepted tzayim balzam from a Gentile, if he accepted to raise animals and appraise their value, the children are exempt from b'chayu when they mature and give birth because the Gentile has a lien on them to get back the principal. The children are obligated when they mature. The Kohen gets their b'chayros, the fourth generation from the Gentiles' animals. Yomiyah boy Taman at Alma Avladis Lu'eshrin Vach at Alma Avladis L'sheni. Yomiyah asked that there you say that children go to the first, means the original owner, here the Gentile. And here you mean both Hananya and the first Tana say that children go to the second, means the husband. Actually, even according to texts that say that she gets the children, it's only of Malug animals, but not of Saint Basil. And with Yosef Taman on Ede, she equal Erishin, have Lodis Erishin, and Hacha, as she equal Sheni, have Lodis Sheni. With Yosef answered that there, the animal is primarily of the first, of the Gentile, therefore the children pertain to him. Here the property is primarily of the second, means the husband, just as she'll be widowed or divorced, she gets it back, so the children go to the second. Come now to Halacha base. Bas Yisrael shenisus lekoyin echisalei ben avdei Malug ben avdei Saint Basil hawe elu yoichlu betruma. Yes, a Bas Yisrael means who was kosher to Kohana, married a Kohen and bought in slaves, both Malug slaves and Saint Basil slaves eat truma. ואף כן שניסה לישראל והכניסה בין אבדי מלוק בין אבדי סנבר ואלו ליחיו. Bas Kayan married Esau and bought slaves, both slaves of Malug and of Sain Barzel. They did not eat Truma.